This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
It's bit season. Hey, what's going on, biddies? It's Drab T-Shirt.
Hey, it's Matt Valdez.
This is episode 81 of the Bit Season Saga.
Who would have thought we'd make it this far?
Not me. Especially without a producer and third mic. But
bare bones operation.
We dredge on.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We are having fun doing this show. Mm-hmm.
And a special thank you to Don't Sleep Energy Drink. I have mine right now. Today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Matt and Matt and Bit Season, this behind-the-scenes show of the Junkies, wrap-up show of the Junkies. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITTIES, that's B-I-T-T-I-E-S, for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. So we love Don't Sleep. It keeps us going, especially long days like today.
Speaking of beverages, have you noticed that Lurch's new water bottle, he's taking swigs of it into the microphone all the time?
Yes, I've noticed that.
We all got mic techniques that bother people, perhaps. It's hard. It is hard sitting here talking for long periods of time and making it sound as professional as possible. But Lurch literally does not care.
I would agree with that.
The cough button. Well, the drinking.
Well, here's the thing: is I know he pushes the cough button, but it is so goddamn loud.
He pushes it late. He pushes
so?
It. I think he
needs
pushes
to do.
It late.
He needs to do the cape trick where you put your arm over your.
Well, he coughs right in, like right into it. I don't understand what he's doing, but he cares more than EB. who will just eat into the microphone.
Yeah. What do you think's more annoying, the eating into the microphone or the constant?
Well, EB's doing it on he's doing it on purpose because he likes it.
Oh, he's like listen to me.
Yeah, I don't think Lurch. I should be fair. I don't think Lurch realizes the sounds
that, loud.
That the sounds that he's making. But they are
you know
the big sillies.
I think it might be the noise canceling headphones because he's not able to hear what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then he's hearing, and since his mic's off, he's still hearing everybody else's stuff. I don't know. That's just my wild theory.
Well, it's, you know.
But yes, I have noticed, when the guys have an in-show read or whatever, or if there's audio playing, that's a huge, loogie into the mic, cough or drink into the mic, is anytime there's audio playing, that's the prime offender.
So yeah, so we got a great show for you guys today. There's been a lot of bit season talk on the big show.
Yeah,
throughout the week.
For better or for worse,
we're gonna get Valdez's review of Air.
Hey, and it's starting to get butt funny. Yeah, I really appreciated Lurch's daughter's review of Air.
So did I.
it's starting
to
be
good
one
comedic
of those.
Timing by Lurch.
You know what it's like. It's like Dan Snyder's Happy Thanksgiving. is that a year from now, Air is going to be on demand or on Amazon Prime, and Jason's going to see it, and he goes, "Hey, I finally saw Air," and we do a review of a year old movie.
And you still haven't seen it. Why haven't you seen it? Why did you let everyone else see it, but you didn't commit enough to the show to go see it?
You know what? I was going to go see it the other day. It's just the review. I feel like I've seen.
I know why you're not. I know why you're not.
I feel
going.
Like I've seen the movie already. Everyone talked about the opening scene, the montage, the music, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's tiny legs. You don't see the real Jordan.
Here's why you're not going.
David Falk, the guy who played David Falk's awesome. Viola Davis is great. I've heard it all.
On Thursdays, you are here late. You cannot give up a day of CrossFit to go to the movie theater to support the show. And what is with you posting workout videos? You know everyone hates that. And then getting shown up by some little guy, some twig who lifted after you, and you almost died doing your clean or whatever the hell it was.
Look,
he went up there and lifted it like it was a toothpick.
Lifted it like an ant lifting a boulder over his head. Look, I am in the.
I know your obsession with CrossFit is hit peak. We're at peak obsession.
I have addiction issues.
I think you do.
And when I get into something, I get fully into it.
And you,
I dive in head first.
Are you enjoying all the compliments?
I don't get that many compliments. I've had people say, "Hey, you look great. You look like you've lost a lot of weight." I've had some other CrossFitters get in my mentions or DM me and asking about
cult.
And asking about my wads.
Yeah, your wad.
But I like the community aspect of it, and I want to show love to the mill where I go and I train.
That's an illegal plug. That's Valdez's second illegal plug of the week.
Hold on. I just said I go to the mill.
I know that's
where I go.
That's plugola. I want you biddies to keep track of that. That was an illegal plug by Valdez, just like he did an illegal plug earlier in the week that I chirped at you for.
Yeah, well, you definitely chirped.
What did you plug again? I don't even remember.
I forget too.
No, I know. No, he plugged a restaurant. Valdez is supposed to be in.
I need to be the keeper of the gate.
Yes, the keeper of the gate. You're supposed to be lockstep with Drab and us. Smashing the junkies, and now Valdez forgot about it, or he was selfish, more likely the latter.
Yes.
And he took a free meal at a restaurant, knowing that he'd have to give him a plug on the air, and he did that, and I know JP was making a mental note of it, so the next time it happens, he will then point out that Valdez was also plugging restaurants on the show.
Okay, well, you don't have to defend me when that happens.
I just want you to admit your mistake.
All right, I admit my mistake.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that you made a mistake? Are you just trying to appease me? You know, we took a stand.
You know, yeah, I know. We took a stand. Do you know what? I felt like I deserved it.
Why did you deserve it? Why did you deserve it?
You should feel that too. We've been working hard. We've been working hard, and I felt like I could swim laps in Adult Swim, right?
Yeah.
So I felt like I deserved it.
Was this after the Vinny and Joe segment that we were a big part of?
Yeah. Okay. And also, there's a lot of things we've been doing behind the scenes. There's also a lot of things we've been doing behind the scenes here for the show.
Don't
and
you
for
think
the
that
station.
The junkies think that they deserve it? All the heavy lifting they're doing? Hosting a show for 4 hours daily, being entertaining, breaking news worldwide with Brian Davis. Don't they deserve a free lunch at Circa or whatever the hell it's called?
No, just let me enjoy my.
I did not let you enjoy my dinner. I did not let Valdez enjoy that plug at all. I glared at him so quickly.
You know what Drab wants me to do? Drab wants me to stick my finger down my throat and puke up those pokey nachos right now in front of him.
No, I want you to enjoy all the fruits of your labor here on the show.
Why are you giving me so much guilt?
Because it's gonna go. The show will go back into plug mode and then boring stories.
Plug mode. We're already Venmo deep right now. We're in Venmo season.
First of all, I can't believe you guys are Venmoing the junkies $100.
They're the last people in the world who need $100.
Well,
and that shouldn't matter, but.
You know what?
It's kind of true.
I'll be honest.
It has to go into it.
No, that's just my jealousy. I'm jealous.
I am jealous too.
But I also have shame. And the junkies don't, at least two of them. And so they will plug. EB is shameless, and he doesn't care that it's embarrassing that a guy who makes a lot of money is begging for money for you to send him his money on air.
I know. He's no different than Desmond.
Desmond, the homeless guy who I no longer talk to. Have I provided an update on that on the show?
Yeah, I think you did that.
Yeah, it's tense out there. Well, I mean, the streets are tense.
Look, that's why I've been emboldened.
Okay,
all right. That's my psychology behind it. If they can give their Venmos out, and yes, I am jealous. You think I win like a free $100 from?
It's not free
from PVI. It's Mike Brennan or whatever his name
Matt
was.
Matt Brennan. First of all, I know a Matt Brennan. It better not be the same Matt Brennan. I know the Brennan boys from Manassas, and when it's Matt and Pat Brennan, and if one of them gave, I will be so rich.
All right, so why don't you go get yours and get a free meal and get a free meal at Hooters or something.
Speaking of illegal plugs, there is a tip jar on the BitSeason Twitter account that we've never told you about.
Oh, you just put it there just in case you stumbled upon it?
It's been there for like 6 months.
Oh.
And every once in a while, we get a few
few
dimes dropped
in. Look, I understand that it's at the end of the day, it's a headache.
But what's a headache?
Just policing the plugs.
Oh, policing the plugs?
Yes.
Well, I actually think they've been pretty respectful.
They have been.
They do a pretty good job.
But sometimes I feel emboldened and I feel like I deserve it.
All right. Now, look, some of it, I enjoy some of the stories, and that's why we have the loophole if it adds to the show. Valdez did not add to the show.
No, did not at all. Jason flat out asked me if I ate anywhere before.
Yes. Did you guys tag team? Like, did you say set me up with that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
All right. If you did, I
would tell you.
Okay. But I appreciate that. No, because like I enjoy his Fausto stories, right?
Yeah, he gets his pecorino.
His pecorino, like things like
one free dish.
So everything like that, every once in a while it makes me laugh. But we just don't want day in and day out the guys talking about their meals at the sushi restaurant in Ashburn.
Yeah,
whatever.
But your whole CrossFit theory, all right, by saying the mill added to...
The mill in Vienna, Virginia.
It just added to... The story and what you
did it. I don't think it did. Yeah, there's a lot of CrossFit gyms. They're all the same.
Well, no. You're talking about me reposting their Instagram thing. So,
all right, I'll give you a slight pass on that. But you are on thin ice.
That one is less egregious than the other one that I did.
We need a plug jar. All right, if you plug something on the show, you got to put $5 in.
I'm all for that, and that includes Venmos.
I agree.
If you include your Venmo or any other plugola,
Oh, so if you want to plug your Venmo, it costs $5.
Yeah. You got to hope that you make it up in the long run.
That's a risky business, a risky yeah. chance you're taking
that's,
there.
That's almost like an investment.
All right. We'll think about that. Hey, look, I got to give the guys props. I thought they did a good job on Tuesday or whatever day that was.
We've had a lot of breaking news stuff happen.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the Junks this week. It feels good. It feels some vindication, too, because behind the scenes, nobody was talking about the Brian Davis story, right? And everyone's, if you're into this, like, people have an opinion, like, it's not news. We shouldn't have reported on it. You know, it's like if your grandmother bit on the junkies or Rom bit on the junkies, right? It shouldn't be newsworthy because nobody believes this guy is credible. But the story in itself is interesting. Is a fraudster bidding on the Commanders?
Yeah, and the more I think about it, the more I think about the 30 for 30 on the guy that tried to buy the Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they made a whole 30 for 30 about it. The guy basically got to the finish line to buy an NHL hockey team, and he seems like he has the same amount of credibility as Brian Davis.
And here's what I like about it, if I can steal EB's back patting machine. I respect everyone's decision about Brian Davis and how they felt about it here, but we broke that story, or Lurch broke that story on the Junkies on March 22nd or somewhere right around there. Mm-hmm. And it was basically shunned, right? People weren't, we could tell that other shows or other employees, and I'll be honest, like I had a back and forth with CK about it. He wasn't thrilled the way we presented it. But I stood my ground because kind of what I believed that the show, we were right in the way that we presented it. Like, we never said he was going to be the owner. We said he submitted a bid, and a public figure, someone who had owned, who would approved to buy a team previously.
And made other bids. And
so I thought it was newsworthy, and Jason has obviously a connection with him, and nobody talked about it. And then Darren Haynes last Friday from WSA 9 dropped a bombshell.
It was just ignored. Then I feel like Front Office Sports did a Florio like put the defibrillator on it, mm-hmm. and gave it a little more life. Then AJ Perez all of a sudden started reporting it,
mm-hmm.
because I think they found out like this dude actually submitted stuff, and then all of a sudden it became the story that the guys had 2 weeks, 3 weeks before.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, and there's this dilemma in the journalism industry of like some people aren't even talking about it at all, and they're angry about it, almost like you shouldn't have done that. But the story is interesting. It's fodder. Right.
Yes.
And look, we're just a talk show. So we can talk about, in my opinion, interesting things that are happening. Like, we're different than reporters.
I don't think having him on or talking about it in the first place hurts the show's credibility at all.
Well, a lot of people thought that. And in fact, that's what I was so happy about when Darren Haynes on Friday. And I know, look, we don't talk sports on the show, but this is behind the scenes of the Junkies. When Darren Haynes broke that story on Friday with more details of what we reported, I had just seen a Junkies P1 tweeting us, lambasting us, telling us we should be embarrassed to retract our story. No one else is reporting it.
All we did was say the dude put a bid in.
Right. No. But basically calling us fake news.
Yeah.
Right? Saying it wasn't real. And then, like an hour later, Darren Haynes reports that story, and I was sized.
Vindication.
We were vindicated, and now it's honestly one of the biggest stories in sports here this past week as far as like discussion goes, and Brian Davis is trending every single day. There's a new wrinkle about it. And I thought the guys did a good job in the interview.
I thought they did.
I'll say Eric did a great job.
I think, yes. I think Eric like understood the moment,
mm-hmm.
and as everything was unfolding and going on,
he understood
just how crazy the crazy talk that was going on, and he shouted everyone's confusion from the mountaintop,
right? And so that was a great role that he played. There was, I don't know if tension is the right word, between EB and JP, perhaps, because JP has his own style of interviewing. JP likes to do almost like icebreaker type stuff. But I didn't think this was an icebreaker type interview where we're just getting to know a new coach who's coming in, you know, coming on.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
And JP's asking him about
playing basketball,
Tommy Horse Camp, and the movie theater.
I thought that was a good little icebreaker to start.
But then once
we got into the whole nuts and bolts,
we're coming.
Of everything,
we come back from the break, and then he's asking him about which I assume is a fake story about Jason's basketball career.
Yeah, crossing them up.
I think it was a fake story. Yeah. I don't know. It was just like. They did a good job. It was a very compelling 40 minutes of intense, if that's the right word, interviewing. And
look,
a lot of people were listening.
I probably listened to the thing three times in terms of live and then sending clips and then like podcasting it. I still don't understand what he's talking about.
I don't think most people understood what he's talking about unless you have,
you know what the phrase,
at least an MBA.
Yeah.
And you can you have some sort of
the phrase du jour. After that interview, what came from Cakes? Do you know what it is?
No.
Word salad.
You know what? CK was using that phrase earlier today. Word salad.
Yeah, Cakes started saying it right after the interview, and then all of a sudden, everyone was a vegetarian because they couldn't stop saying word salad.
Yeah.
You know what? I know we don't do sports, but I will say, Brett was kind of defending Brian Davis. And then I also had a lot of local business people.
Can I tell you something?
Kind of talking to me, going, "It's just a world you don't understand."
I know.
You know how many times I was told it's a world you don't understand.
Can I tell you something? I love Brett.
Yeah.
Okay, I think he's a radio genius. Okay,
all right.
I think he's even a nicer guy. I think he's obviously what he's done with Subdog speaks for itself.
Uh huh.
He might be stupid, though. Okay, his street smart. Brett Radio is going on Twitter yesterday saying, "Give this guy a chance. I think he's legit. Here's his connection." And I think Brett's doing a look at me. This is a North Carolina thing.
Oh,
okay,
I know North Carolina.
I know North Carolina people.
Brian Davis mentioned one rich person from Durham.
I know.
All of a sudden, he's eating out of the trough.
Yeah. Okay, that's how he bought Brett. Okay. I 100%.
You mentioned one developer.
Within 5 minutes of that interview, Craig Hoffman's reporting that Brian Davis has never met these people from PG County.
That he's naming.
Apparently, Brian Davis lives in a rental condo in Fort Washington for $1,000 a month.
I will say, Brett and the Oliverio family, they always see the good in people.
They do. They're too trusting. Yeah. They're too trusting.
And tell Brett, it's like Brett saying, "Hey, you need some money, go play three card Monty."
Right. I had to knock down Brett a little bit yesterday, and because he's an icon in radio producing. He's in the Hall of Famer. He's a first ballot, right? Yeah.
You would think someone who went to the Harvard of business schools.
Right.
Right. Okay. No, we call it the Harvard of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, JMU 16th ranked big business school in the country.
And a guy that's just running an incredible business.
Yeah.
Right? He's got
a mogul.
He's a mogul. He's a chain now.
Yeah.
Could be duped so easily.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Brian Davis, you need some money. Hit up Brett. He'll give it to you. He believes in you. And then JP saying... Now, look, JP saying, "I'm rooting for him," was so tilting to me. And that JP voice of like...
You think I was like a condescending, "I'm rooting for
him"? No,
or?
It was like a troll thing. I don't even know how else to put it. Because there's no way that JP, in his heart, believes that guy...
Thinks he's successful or will be successful.
And I think they did you a disservice yesterday, because you at the end of it popped up and you had a great Van Matter poll of the day.
Oh, yes. Van Matter.
Yes. Who would you rather have as an owner, Dan Snyder or Brian Davis? And they mocked you. Okay. They said, "Of course, Brian Davis." And I'm sitting here thinking, well, Brian Davis is a fraud. The guy is a fraudster. He's stealing money from people. He's making things up. At least Dan Snyder, a terrible person, probably, at least has like an ounce of business acumen.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
At least he has some.
Yeah. He might be a business failure.
The grass isn't always greener. No. I honestly would rather.
They're jaded by the anyone but Dan mantra.
I know, but it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't. Okay, yeah. We know Dan Snyder. You know what to expect with him. Brian Davis. It sounds like he could be loony. He sounds like a loony person. He's literally lies through his teeth every sentence.
Well, here's the thing is I couldn't tell if he's lying because I couldn't understand anything he was saying.
All right, well, the stuff he was there wasn't all business talk, but he was saying one thing 1 minute and then contradicting it the next.
Hey, I think BitSeason's intellectual property is worth more than Brian Davis's.
100%. I'm still trying to figure out, like, basically what he said was. He has a solar panel idea, right? And say that
if I sold you
solar panel,
yes, and X amount
for X amount for say $500, right? Yes. And then I say, well, theoretically, I could have 6 million solar panels all over. Yes. That's what he did.
Yes, I know. He says I can fit X amount of solar panels that I sold for $500 in X amount of land, so therefore it would be worth that amount.
It's a scheme.
I don't know what it is, and I still don't know what it is. And this is what I told Eric after the interview.
What
is after we find? Well, number one, I needed to decompress after that interview because I couldn't. My mind was just going in circles. My mind hurt from trying to
You sound like Bickle.
No, I felt
that was
pain.
I
mocked Eric and I said you're using parts of your brain that have been dormant for years.
I zinged him. I said he had to turn his brain on for 30 minutes. He's completely wiped out.
I felt it too. Because I've been sitting there in my brain racking what he said, and I couldn't put it together. And I think, including me and yourself with the guys here, I think we got six capable men who aren't stupid. And we couldn't figure out anything he was saying.
Well, maybe that's the genius of Brian Davis, where he can talk around it, but he kind of confuses you a little bit, makes it sound good, but it's all fluff. But I will say this.
You agree with him because you don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, I appreciate EB's honesty during the interview where he's like, I don't know what this guy's saying.
I know.
You know, this is over my head. Who knows?
I know. I don't get it. Yeah. I know. That's what I really liked about it because if the guys treated it like a 2020 introspective investigative journalism piece, I don't think it would have been the same if Eric wasn't there bemoaning everything he was saying.
I'm glad Eric was there because Jason didn't talk a lot and Cakes didn't talk a lot.
Cakes
asked a good question about the LED certify. I don't remember one Jason Bishop question. Do you?
Yes, he asked about the document that needed to be sent in. I feel like he also asked
about the two billion.
Yeah,
how
he asked
it.
About okay. Having the 30%. They asked fine questions, but I feel like here's the thing: you couldn't ask a follow up question to it because you didn't understand what he was saying, so you couldn't question him. And then all of a sudden, you're just saying the same stuff over and over again. And I don't know. It was.
You were exhausted.
My brain was exhausted. I haven't done that much critical thinking in a long time.
I think less of you.
Really?
I think I felt completely normal after that interview. In fact, I felt a little bit of a rush.
You were doing victory laps afterwards.
Well, I didn't do anything. I didn't even book the interview.
Jason, you know, but you were doing victory laps because the show was vindicated.
Hey, I want you to appreciate my radio instincts. All where right. Lurch called me and said, hey, can we get on a three-way conversation with me, you, and Brian Davis, and we kind of vet him a little bit, see if he's crazy, and also you can throw out what questions we want to ask him on the air.
All right.
And I said, no. I said, that's not what we do. I said, if Brian wants to come on the show, he can answer the questions honestly and in live, in real time. But we're not going to prep an
interview. We're not going to pre-interview somebody.
We're not going to pre-interview anybody so he knows how to answer all, come up with a game plan. And we're not going to do that.
Yes, I give you props.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all you had to say.
All right. Are you still holding it against me that I had two plugolas?
Well, it's a black eye.
Okay.
All right. But believe me, by Monday or Tuesday, somebody will surpass you.
All right.
But I just want you to know when there's a fight with JP and he's keeping track.
I will take the brunt of it.
Okay. All right. But this week's not about the junkies.
No.
It was really about bit season.
It was.
Wasn't it?
Hey, I like when bit season gets brought up on the big show. Except our downloads didn't go up anymore.
Yeah, what is with you guys?
Yeah.
What, not you guys, because if you're hearing this, yeah, you're already listening. But we thought we would double our downloads this week, and they're honestly exactly the same as they always are.
We're steady.
All right.
It's still good, but it's steady.
Let's take a quick break. All right.
Yeah, and we'll talk about...
We're going to clean the table.
Yeah, yes. We'll clean the table. We'll talk about... Eric's interaction with Bit Season and what he thought about it. Vinny and Joe and their rebuttal and their future with Eric.
And what about the tension between JP and EB when EB told JP that they were coming on the show?
Ooh. Speaking of tension, too, we have to talk about AWOD's call today.
All right.
We got a lot to get into. And I have a bombshell about the junkies and AWOD. That you don't know.
Oh, yeah. I just sat up. Here we go. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back to Bit Season, episode 81. Quick break there. Now, I'm going to have a tough time concentrating here while we talk about Vinny and Joe after Valdez teased me with an AWOD bombshell that I literally know nothing about. And if Valdez says it's a bombshell, I trust his radio instincts.
Thank
so
you.
We'll just have to wait a few minutes. Don't skip ahead. Let's talk about Vinny and Joe.
All right.
And the segment that was, I guess, back-to-back days.
Yeah.
Because EB was flustered early in the week.
Yeah. So Vinny and Joe called because I guess they didn't like us taking shots at them, right?
Right, but it all started because EB said he had to go take a duty, right?
Yeah, and then
he spent the entire commercial break
yelling at us,
but he was laughing like we were having fun about how upset he was about how we portrayed him on last week's Bit Season.
Well, not just him, but also Vinny and Joe.
And Vinny and Joe.
So they're grouped together. They're the three amigos, they're the three stooges, they're the three musketeers now. Vinny, Joe, EB. Also, hey, speaking of Radio Instinct props.
Yes.
Can I get some for poking the bear?
Yeah. Yes, you did great. You knew it was coming down the pipe.
I did. All right. So the Eric quote that really got me when he was screaming at us. Even though it wasn't really screaming, because he was laughing as he was screaming. Right. Was the "we don't understand his life"?
All right. What was it? "You don't know my story."
"You don't know my story,"
which is so funny. Okay. Okay.
The "you don't know my story" really made me laugh.
Okay. So his story, to make it short, and maybe you heard
recap of his story.
He is so passionate about his kids' sports because his mom denied him a chance to play sports when he was young.
Denied him athletics.
Denied him athletics, wouldn't take him anywhere, do any of that stuff, right? So he never, that's why he was a band geek, as Valdez called him in high school.
I did call him a band geek.
He wasn't allowed to play sports, even though he was a silly athlete.
Yes, and keep in mind, the coaches would drive him everywhere.
Now look, I agree. If I was EB, there would be a lot of resentment for my mother, and I'd have a tough time processing that as an adult, that I missed out on a lot when I was young.
Because there's nothing better than being on a team at 14, 15.
Nothing better than being on a team.
There's nothing like being on the team bus to Old Mill High School to get ready for a hoops game.
All right. That being said, and that might be true, and Eric's a great dad, and we make fun of him sometimes about, you know, always going up to Poughkeepsie, but it's admirable for sure. Like, he's a great supportive parent, and any kid would love to have that.
I think what Eric's doing is rationalizing why he's traveling so much, not just to Poughkeepsie, but all over for volleyball, and why he's so into his kids' sport.
Okay.
And I get that if your mother denied you a team activity,
100%.
You want to be the opposite.
But let me ask you,
it affected
you
your life so much, I see why you do it.
There's a saying, old saying, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Okay? What does that have to do, his story, have to do with his man crush on Vinny and Joe and how they bully him and how he's the little brother?
That's the part two that I don't get as well.
That's the whole story. Yes. We're not mocking EB for going to his son's games. We love that about him.
Yeah.
Oh, we're mocking him because
sometimes it can be a distraction, but you know, you want to go be a good dad, that's fine.
Right, but the crux of the Bit Season story was that EB is the Mike Francesa of DC radio. He's the big silly, and he should have those guys
eating out of the palm of his hand.
It should be reversed, and I don't understand, and we could never understand why EB, and you heard it yourself. You heard the fake laughing when they called in.
there was a lot of putting over.
I know. Now look, I respect it in a way because EB's a radio professional, and he's selling his guys, and he's trying to encourage them so they do well.
Yes, and you want to make it comfortable for them. But to be honest with you, I thought the call was good.
Hey, can you give me a fake EB laugh? It's so fake and unauthentic that it's jarring. Yeah. Okay,
it's not the same.
It's not the same laugh. And I actually thought Vinny and Joe did a great job when they called in. And
I will say this: it exceeded my expectations.
Blue Shorts was creaming in his pants listening to that segment. He kept texting me saying how funny it was, and that everybody was playing off each other, and we needed those guys for that.
Do you know what they did so great during the segment?
They had planned material.
Well, it's not just that. I do appreciate that because a lot of people think that you can just call in, turn on the mic, and then and then just it'll ooze out of you. Yeah. Funny will just ooze out of you. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen.
That's cool. That, you take notes, Peter from Burke.
but that made me laugh. But yeah, not only that, but they did the less is more. They let us shine. They let us do the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. And then they came in and added the accents to the room. You know what I mean?
Were they playing up their accents? I think
I think they were.
I think Joe when he and they go and let's go to Joe and he goes, "Hey, what's going on, guys?" You know, like it is, like that was a terrible accent, but like in his over the top thick New York accent. I we've met them. I don't remember it being that over the top, but it added to it.
They've gotten worse with time.
Okay.
No, they may have heard my Italian music playing and it's stirred up inside of them.
It was great. That was great.
But,
that was great.
Them just kind of not talking over the host and themselves.
Yeah.
Having material, actually having something to say. All right. Yeah. The instincts to segue into different stuff.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
They were like, hey, let me ask you about this.
Yeah.
I actually think
they had a pre-interview with Eric the night before.
I think they did too. But they were also taking shots at Eric.
Yes.
So it was supposed to be the three of them against the two of us, but they were also, as you can guess, they always do, piling on EB.
Yeah, because they're the alphas of the relationship. So how can they not bully their little brother?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you think if those two guys, those macho men, those mobsters or whatever they are,
yeah,
were in studio, when we were looking them eye to eye, we would have been as bold as we were? Call them trashy.
Of course.
You think so?
Yes.
You
know why? Because they respect ball busting.
Thank you.
But he doesn't understand that these guys, they would ingratiate him more. They would like Eric more if they busted balls back.
I know EB says he busts balls, but I don't think he does.
I know. I think he licks them.
Okay. So let me take you behind the glass, okay, right, before that segment started. EB came in there and he goes, "Now look, guys, they're gonna bust your balls. I don't want you guys to get upset by it."
Yes.
And I was offended that he said that.
Yeah,
like, and I'm like, Eric, do you know who you're talking to? Like,
we're gonna run and cry.
Like, I crave this. Yes. I love radio fights. I love drama.
Yes. Doesn't he know we have the upper hand too? Because anytime there's a radio fight, this is Radio School 101. Mm-hmm. All right, you're in the Valdez radio camp.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a radio fight, being on mic, it gives you prime position over a guy on the phone.
That is true, but they zinged us with that W-2 comment, and we didn't know what to say.
Well, it's such an old school.
I haven't heard it in years. I actually enjoyed it. Yeah, I think you were wrecked that they said that.
Well, I mean, come on. How many times I've heard that?
I know, but because EB's beat you down with it. That was probably an EB plant zing.
Of course, when they had their prep call, EB told them, whenever you get stumped, tell them you make more money.
I know, but no, it was the quick retort because I, 3 seconds before that, said, "Hey, you want to compare download numbers?" when they were talking about doing a podcast and how they were better than us or something.
Yeah, well, compare was a buzzword, trigger word that they went over last night.
All right, hey.
That's what I
want to read a message from my brother, David. All right,
okay, after you read that message too, we got to talk about the future of Tales from the Tailgate.
Okay. He says, "Hey, Drab, I had a light bulb moment a couple days ago after the Vinny and Joe call-in. I'm not sure he's mentioned it recently, but a few months ago, EB mentioned that his new car was going to be a big pickup truck. That stuck out to me because I thought he was a sports car guy. During the call, Vinny and Joe mentioned that they both drive big pickup trucks. EB wants a truck to be like Vinny and Joe." I don't know if I ever put that together
all
before.
Right, give me 10-1 odds that he buys it from the Dodge guy that they know in Long Island that I've heard 10,000 times.
You know what? I think you're onto something. All right, if he buys a pickup truck.
If he buys a Ram from the Dodge dealership in Long Island.
I just hope that, and I know you guys heard it, because we got so many DMs, and we didn't respond to them all, but we got so many DMs this week of people saying that EB was not himself during that interview, and that is the EB that's up there with them.
Yes.
That is, trying to appease them, right? That is right. Trying to make them trying to get respect from these guys.
Yes, and what Eric doesn't get is that he would get more respect that if he didn't bow down to him instead of standing up to him.
Right,
and that's all we're trying to say. And Eric has that ability, and that's how he made a living. Is ball busted.
All right, what did you make of the tension before the interview, like around 6:20 a.m. or whenever it was, when EB said Benny and Joe were coming on, and then JP
got no soul?
Well, that's something interesting about JP, and we haven't quite figured it out yet. If JP is not into something, he just won't promote it. Like, he will no-sell you. And he kind of like he does with AWOD, where he says, there you go, Adam. There's your plug. Okay? Like, he's just disrespectful in a way. Like, if he's not, or that's basically it.
Do you think it was no sold, or do you think he, like, legitimately forgot about the segment yesterday and putting everything together?
That's possible, but...
Or do you think maybe his feelings were hurt that this was all planned out without, like, his input or notice or anything like that?
I don't think it was that. I could be wrong. I don't know. JP said, when EB said, Vinny and Joe are coming on, and he goes,
why?
To talk about bit season. And he goes, well, why aren't they going on bit season then? First of all, that's a shot at our radio instincts. Okay. Don't question me.
We know what we're doing here.
We knew that would be good radio. That was actually EB's idea. So we got to give EB's prop, but we kind of helped facilitate it a little bit and made sure that we planned it out. I don't know. I don't know why JP sometimes does that. But it was definitely awkward. That was a real. It went away 10 seconds later.
Yeah.
But for like ten seconds there, it was awkward.
The best part about it is, I think when Jason goes, well, we got 4 hours to kill. What else you want to do?
Oh yeah, that did relieve a lot of the tension. So I will say the props to Vinny and Joe,
and then Eric. You want to take the segment off? You want to take the segment off? Yeah.
Well, he pretty much did. He's just got us out there. He wasn't really that involved in it.
Well, he perked up when the book was mentioned.
That was the only time JP talked that entire segment is when those guys, and props to them.
Maybe JP feels threatened. He has a friendship with Eric, and now Eric has this... This new Italian machismo.
It might be the machismo thing, but JP's got plenty of friends.
Maybe JP's offended. JP considers himself a full-blooded Italian, and he doesn't like all this.
Oh,
stereotyping, or maybe he thinks they're fake Italians.
Well, there's only one fake Italian.
Eric.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've piqued my interest with this AWOD stuff.
Sorry. It was on your brain.
It's on my brain.
Well, before we get to the bombshell,
okay.
It was nice hearing from AWOD this morning. And I do think he has a valid point. Wouldn't you agree?
AWOD's point, to recap if you miss it today, is, and this is a straight shoot, as they say in wrestling, this is how he feels. He is upset that the junkies don't promote him. And they don't.
I would agree. And you look to this week, Vinny and Joe make their call in. They get put over by Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Eric does whatever he can to make them seem entertaining and make sure they deliver on it. And, you know, there's not the same kind of relationship with Adam, who's been a big part of the show.
So I remember Chad Duke saying this many, many years ago when I first moved here in like 2007. He said that the junkies, to kind of summarize it, will always view him as their intern.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And he kind of felt that, like, they didn't, even though he liked them a lot, but they didn't see him as an equal, right? They saw him as his intern that got his lucky break type thing, and he was doing a show. Now, that has long since faded, and I know they think very highly of Chad, but this was 16 years ago.
This is the exact same thing that I told Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When he's doing his doofus shtick, right, I say, Stallion,
What you're doing now echoes through eternity. Like Gladiator.
Okay, but we've done doofus stuff.
I know, but we've been with them so long, I feel like.
But look,
I will always be the guy who was in a crab dunk tank. All right. Do you know how long ago that was?
I know, but if
that was 13 years ago.
If bit season, okay, was middays in Richmond, right? We're on 12 to 3 instead of Adam.
Uh-huh.
They would promote us and they would be proud of us and they would be happy for us. I don't think they don't think about AWOD. He's out of sight, out of mind.
No, if we were down there, we would be out of sight, out of mind too.
Because they would promote us.
Think of AWOD.
No, AWOD never accomplished anything. Like he's disappeared. Who knows what he's doing? All right, he's not in the business anymore. He's doing his own thing. Like, and I love AWOD, but AWOD is hosting a 3-hour show daily by himself.
I know,
without callers.
Yeah, in the same business that the Junks are in.
That is hard to do. And AWOD needs listeners. He needs support. He needs backing from his guys, right? Uh-huh. So I feel that AWOD has a point that they don't care.
They don't respect the journey that he's made,
right?
They don't respect his in our eyes and in Adam's eyes. Mm-hmm. He's evolved,
right?
In the junkie's eyes, he's still the
right.
fat dork loser.
Can't get a girl. Put his helmet on. Run into the door.
Who shows his belly off in studio?
Exactly.
That's Adam to the junkies. Instead of Adam, the midday host who has a relationship with VCU's head coach.
Now, let me ask you something. Why does JP put over blue shorts, but not AWOD?
I don't know.
I see this on social media, and I don't know the answer to it. But other than that, he just doesn't like AWOD. But
I don't know. Maybe
JP,
he feels...
I've seen I'll tweet him the always support. I've always supported you guys. Always rooting for you guys. Talking about blue shorts and Othello and their Patreon, retweeting it.
Mm-hmm.
He never does that stuff for
subscribing
Adam.
To it.
Subscribing to it, paying for it.
I think it's a pity. It's a pity thing. He feels sorry that blue shorts was let go.
But blue shorts never even worked on our show.
He had involvement, I wouldn't say he had the involvement that Adam had.
Adam was a daily character on our show for 5 years.
I know.
Like, that's Hall of Fame status. Like, you're making a Junkies Hall of Fame, he'll be inducted someday.
Hey, is Adam on the Mount Rushmore of tertiary characters of the Junkies?
Well, I don't know. Are we considered that, or are we...
I don't know.
No.
I guess you would include Purdue. I don't know.
Rom is George Washington.
Rom Washington.
He is.
Maybe we are too defensive of Adam because we've molded his radio career.
Okay.
And maybe we're getting our panties in a wad because we want him to be successful.
Oh, I don't really care, but he's
taught him a lot of the tricks.
But he's, you know, blowing me up, calling me, sending me text messages. I think the Brian Davis thing really tilted him.
When they said he's the dumb,
when they said, or whoever they said is the dumbest guy you know, and then he said AWOD. And then, you know, they're not promoting his show, and they're promoting other things.
Well, that needs to be a lesson to people who are getting into radio. Is that
who's getting into radio?
I don't know. Nobody. that it's hard to shake off a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll always be the X person.
No, you. It's a rite of passage. Over time, you can grow out of it.
A punching bag.
You are not the crab dunk.
The shows. I'm not punching bag.
I'm no longer the Mankini make out with Sven guy. Okay. We've evolved.
Uh-huh.
Now look, you have to do those dumb bits because you have to find your niche and you have to find your airtime.
Here's Adam's problem. Is that there hasn't been an Adam replacement. Clary's done
mm-hmm.
stuff here and there,
yeah.
But there's never been an Adam replacement. I wasn't the loser producer until Adam came. I finally graduated.
Yeah, okay,
we finally had a new loser to pick
up. So we need to find a new loser.
Yeah, so it's our job to find a new loser
mm-hmm.
that all of a sudden is even more loserish than Adam.
Or has his own quirks, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Adam elevates to midday host.
You know what? That's a great point. It's he until someone else replaces him.
There's nobody to pass the crown to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've passed the crown to Adam. I was the accent stuttering radio loser.
Right. Right. That's a fair point.
Adam finally wore the crown, but Adam has no successor. So he's the last in line.
I like it.
Speaking of Adam.
What's your bombshell here? Is this really a bombshell or are you overhyping?
I think this is pretty big.
Okay.
We talked about no selling Adam. All right.
Mm-hmm.
JP's weird putting over the Patreon of blue shorts and Othello. I want you to take a look at this Exhibit A that I have in my hand.
Okay.
That was left in the studio.
Is this evidence?
After the show. I want to put this into the evidence locker room.
Okay.
This is our rundown. All right.
Uh-huh.
And I believe this is JP's handwriting because there's no way that Eric would write this question down.
JP does scribble on his worksheets.
All right. There's a doodle.
Okay. Can I see it before you read it?
All right. There's a doodle that I want you to see, and I want you to tell me who that looks like. And take note of the time around said doodle.
What time did
Adam call in? 8:45. What is that close to?
So okay, all right. Explain it to the audience.
All right, the show outline was left in the studio as I'm getting ready for mid season, and I think this is JP's handwriting.
JP's
the person who writes all over the outlines, and I believe there is a doodle of Adam Epstein that he did on the outline. Where it is a doofus looking character with glasses and curly hair and ugly teeth.
At the same time that Adam
did his call-in.
Yes.
All right.
That is, I'm telling you, he doesn't like Adam. He thinks Adam is an imbecile.
Yes. This is egregious. That shows
his lack of respect.
The lack of respect for Adam. This reminds me of Seinfeld when George Costanza, his girlfriend, made a doodle of him. That was not very flattering.
Always back to Seinfeld.
No, I think this is a very unflattering doodle of Adam.
That's definitely a doodle of Adam. Yes,
right?
Yes. Definitely a doodle of Adam.
Am I overhyping this? This is...
Maybe a little bit, but... It's definitely a shot at Adam.
It's definitely a shot at Adam.
Right. Or JP's just a horrible artist, which is also possible.
Deep down, Adam is a cartoon to JP.
All right.
Boom.
Speaking of how Adam looks, why are you putting him over, telling him how sexy he is on Twitter?
Well, he looks amazing.
It was a flattering photo. And why did somebody, some asshole, listener, ruin my day by go to AWOD's Twitter. He's wearing a junkie shirt. He's tweeting the junkies, searching for ADs. And then Adam Valdez goes,
why are you in so tilt? Listen to the tilt in your voice.
You go, wow, man, skinny.
I said, look and skinny.
Yeah, well, same thing.
All right. Well, he was looking skinny.
And then the first photo or the first comment underneath your comment is, wow. Is AWOD looking better than drab these days? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
First of all, I look the same. I always look the same. Besides losing hair follicles, which I have no control over. I don't lose weight. I don't really gain weight. I'm always within the same 5 pounds, and I've been the same weight for 15 years. I am what I am.
Uh-huh.
I don't fluctuate.
All right, well, you're also,
I could add 50 pounds, and I'll still be better looking than Adam Epstein. I'm not,
I don't have cirrhosis. I don't have red hair.
I think it's psoriasis. I think cirrhosis is what you get from drinking too much.
I don't
you might have cirrhosis too.
I don't have either one of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
On my worst day, I'm better looking than Adam. And I love Adam. It speaks for itself. I have a wife. I've dated women before my wife. I've had girlfriends. I've had sex in the last 5 years. There's no chance that Adam Epstein's better looking than me right now, this minute.
Hey, why don't you put out a good picture of yourself and do a side by side?
I'm not doing a Van Meter.
We'll do a poll. Who looks better?
I'm not doing that. It's a great photo of Adam.
Hey,
doctored. He doesn't look like that.
Hey, do you think if JP drew us, we would look this dumb?
Probably. No. He would. I don't know. Hey, he respects us more than he respects Adam.
What? No. This is why it's a flattering picture of Adam. He's not wearing black, not wearing dark colors that are slimming.
Does he always wear black?
No, I'm saying we always wear black.
Yeah,
you always wear black.
I'm a big black fan.
Yeah, well, that wearing that gray shirt is a big setup to show off your man boobs.
I know
it takes a lot of confidence to wear that shirt.
And there were no man boobs in that photo.
No, he might have a better chest than you.
Yeah, we stop it.
What?
He might.
Okay.
He might.
Why can't you admit that? He looks better than me.
I think it's a doctored photo.
What do you mean by doctored?
Filter.
What?
He got a good angle or something.
How many pictures do you think he took before he decided that one? What's the over-under?
First of all, he's 100% sucking in his gut. I know his gut. He's got stretched out stomach. It will be stretched out till the day he dies from all that abuse he did to it. Okay?
His stomach looks like Play-Doh.
Okay, he's sucking it all in.
All right.
And that makes him look better. Did you like my gif?
Oh, yeah.
Of some of whoever that is, Ron Swanson, sucking in his gut? I don't know. He looks nice in the photo.
I think you're just tilted. I think you're tilted.
No, I'm a little tilted by that comment.
Because
he
looks better than you.
No. He doesn't look better than me.
You deep down think that you're being threatened. Looks are being threatened by Adam. That's hard.
My looks will never be threatened by Adam.
I don't know.
Adam's better looking than you.
It's fine. I know. I'm on the road to progress.
You don't care about that. You only care if people question how much money you make. That's what tilts you. You know, we are different because Valdez was in a whole bad mood about the W-2 comment, and he said that was unfair and a low blow and all this stuff, and he was sulking around afterwards.
No.
And I said, what? Are you not actually mad about that?
No, I just... In their business, in Vinny's garbage disposal business, I'm sure they have hardworking people
Is Vinny in the garbage disposal business?
I don't know. I just assume he is. that they have hardworking people that they employ that don't make as much as them, but really try to make a difference.
I believe Vinny's a teacher.
Well, Joe.
Okay. Joe.
But well, then Vinny's the richest teacher I've ever met in my life.
Somehow, and we've heard how much money Vinny makes. Vinny is the world's richest teacher. It's unbelievable that a high school teacher makes, I don't know, triple our salary.
Yeah.
Hey, did you notice that master class right there?
What masterclass?
How I just spun the whole conversation back on you, and how you were defensive about the W-2 when all was all pointed at me about me being insecure about Adam looking better than me. You didn't even notice what I did there.
you did the reversal.
What that's called the deflection. We say we're master deflectors.
Okay. If you want to tilt drab, do a side by side of him and AWOD.
Tell me AWOD. Last thing, what do you make of Stevie buying $40 worth of sushi on Instacart?
That's a bombshell. And you know what? Part of the college experience is being poor. Some would say I haven't left my college experience.
Not for everybody. And look, there are plenty of rich kids in college, but wasting money and also.
I wouldn't spend $40 on sushi now.
You know what it kind of bothers me about it is that Eric Bickle can't do anything for himself, right?
he's helpless. His wife does all his bills, everything, right? Uh-huh. Stevie, I'm worried Stevie becomes the next EB.
Where he just lives.
You missed the Instacart thing. Why is a college kid using Instacart? Go to the grocery store. Pick up the groceries yourself.
Or walk to the restaurant.
Make the meal yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Nobody needs Instacart.
Yeah, but when you're in college, you didn't know how to make anything besides
pasta. But first of all, he's a junior in college. He's had enough experience. By the time I was a junior in college, you're making your own you're making your meals. You're mm-hmm. not buying $40 sushi at the grocery store. But Stevie Ubers everywhere. It's I see it happening. I'm just letting you know. I see it happening. I want Stevie to be his own man. I want him to be a jack of all trades, somebody who can pay his bills, they can do his shopping. I'm worried about him becoming another EB, a useless member of society outside of the studio. That's what I'm worried about.
You see the road he's heading down?
His wife has to drive the car. EB has to sit in the back seat. I can't have another Eric Bickle out there. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, should we have mentioned that Stevie might get an internship at the station?
He is?
I was told that.
There's no internship program unless your name is Lindsay.
I was told that there's a possibility Stevie Bickle interns at this radio station.
I might have to... He can have my job. You just hire him.
If that happens, the Flames are going to host middays.
I know. We can't open that can of worms. I can't sit in the studio with their offspring. You're tiptoeing around. You can't tell them what to do. Then they're going to go tell daddy. Yeah. The draft was mean to him.
And plus they're going to blab to him when we badmouth.
Yeah. You know what? No children. No junkies, kids. In the Purdue, that's our temple.
Hold on. Do you know how I found that out?
How?
Taking a Eric after the show today.
Why? He was just saying, you saying that Stevie's interested in radio?
He's saying Stevie's interested and might exploring the option of an internship. As logs are rolling out.
Hey, Stevie's been, I like Stevie. He's been in here numerous times over the years. He's never shown one ounce of interest in radio. All right. It's just, I don't call the shots. If EB can get us on an internship, more power to him. Hopefully it's on the B. Mitch and Finley show. That's a conflict of interest on our show. No, it's not. I'm sure it would be fine.
How would Eric take it if Stevie came in and he was the intern punching bag?
That's what I'm talking about. It would break the flow of internship. Like, you wouldn't be able to joan on him. But then again, we weren't really allowed to joan on the Lindsays either.
Yeah, but we still kind of did.
Yeah, but it was in a loving, it was in a loving way.
Yes. What would Stevie's nickname be? Stewad.
I don't know.
It's Steve Wad.
Maybe?
B Wad for Bickle. B Wad. Hey, we have to put the Bickle name with a wad. Bick Wad. Because it would just tilt him so much that he would be associated with a wad.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bick Wad.
All right. Something to keep your an ear out for. Maybe Stevie will be an intern this summer. I have no idea. That's news to me.
But, well, I was just, I, like I told you, I was, told
he was taking that, a dump.
I was taking the dump at 10:05, and EB was in the stall next to me talking.
Right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Please promote the show with us.
Yes, and what we're going to do is on Bit Season on the Twitter, at Bit Season, mm-hmm. we're going to take a picture of the doodle of what we think is AWOD. So I'll let you guys see for yourself, come to your own conclusions.
All right. I was hoping your bombshell was more juicy, that he, like, you had some gossip or something, But, you know, it was
more of a torpedo shell instead of
more
a bomb
like
shell.
More like a pew-pew. Okay. All right. I've made Valdez laugh. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.